Oh, good, you're awake. Hello there. Oh. Oh, you do not need to fear me, Fuller Bovine. You've never seen me before? Really, really strange. Well, anyways, I'm N3EP, or Meep. Pleased to meet your acquaintance. What am I? I'm surprised you don't recognize a fellow Bavarian. I'm bovine just as you are. You've never seen anything like me? You've never gotten your intergalactic milking test, then? Have you ever been abducted before? No? Strange. But that would explain a bit of your genetic testings. Oh yes, while you were resting, I ran a genetic test on you. Simply to see breedings. And your DNA results came out very interesting. There was some bovine in you, yes, but there was human DNA. How did that happen? Oh, you were transformed. Well, I've never seen that before. Fascinating. Oh, I simply must run more tests. Here, let me get some basic measurements of you, and then we'll do a milking test. What? You seem to be sad at that. Milking test? You've never had one before. Oh. You've never produced milk. Well, I guess you've started to, but you haven't really commenced your own. Oh dear, that is so tragic. A bovine must always be able to produce milk. That is our purpose in life. Heck, in this galaxy. You're so numerous, and we have such bountiful udders. Why do you think it's called the Milky Way? Well, luckily for you, I have just the serum. What serum? Oh. You see, when my kind is young, sometimes milk may not come in immediately. So, we need a little bit of helping. I've been blessed lactitiously. But I always still keep a bit on hand, just in case. However, I must warn you, I've never used this on anything with human DNA. So I'm unsure of what will happen here. After all, humans do carry their own lactation genes. And they have adaptations to do it, although they only tend to do it when they're pregnant and to feed their young. We Bavarians, we do it naturally. It's a very good form of sustenance, even for ourselves. But at any rate, while I get the serum prepared, why don't you tell me a bit of your story? How in the world did a human become a cow? Testing, you say? Do you know who tested you? How'd you find this test? Oh, okay. Maybe I'll talk to one of them next and see if I can get that research. All the delicious research. Really, if we can figure out how to transform humans into Bavarians? Even if they're hybrids? Oh, imagine what we could colonize! Don't worry, I'm getting a bit carried away. We're not going to transform a whole planet into Milky Bavarians. But it seems the serum is ready. And I'll go get you some milking cups too for a milking machine. Have you ever had a milking machine on you? Oh, you have. That's good. Oh, but it hurts. Well, I suppose that happens if the suction is high and your milk is unyielding. I suppose it would not offer the others the relief as it would if you were producing. But don't worry. I know just the thing. What's this? It's a salve. It's used to soothe the udders and breasts. Hopefully it should help you. I'm just going to put a thick coating on here. There we are. Now, are you ready for your injection? Yes, I'm just going to inject it in the underboob region. You'll just feel a slight prick, one for each breast. Ready? That's one. And that's two. There you are, perfect. Now the stimulant has gone directly into your breast tissue. Hopefully that should increase your productions. And now that I think about it, let me get some bigger milk cups in. Bigger? Oh, well, yes. That injection is meant to accelerate things, so it's always going to be bigger than you expect. Although, I do not know how it's going to react with a hybrid such as yourself. Oh, but look. Your butters are starting to grow. Excellent. Oh, you're quite curious about them. You never had udders of your own like this? Go enjoy them, dear. Here, let me go find more milk cups. Should probably get larger. These will work. Although, let's get you growing to this size. Oh, yes, I know I picked one nearly as big as you are, standing. It pays to be prepared. You know, I have smaller ones and I have bigger ones, but let's see how well you feel these. Now, I'm not going to put them on you quite yet. Let's just let your breasts breathe, you know? Seems like you're really increasing some cup sizes there. I believe that's how you humans identify your breasts. But you're really going up. That's good. Yes, yes. They're like your friend? Oh, who is your friend anyways? Millie, I remember that. No, I didn't abduct her. No, but she was a very willing participant in a few milk experiments that we did. her brand was selling out everywhere. But anyways, if you know her, please tell her I said hello. And I am a big fan of her work. Oh, now you're starting to hold them? Yes, yes. Are they feeling heavier, sloshier? Yeah, let me feel. See, now they're forming a bit of a teardrop shape. That means they're filling with milk and fat. Well, I'm not as well versed in things, although we can put the milking machine on you. Well, just one for your nipples, though. I am not comfortable putting the cups on quite yet. So yeah, we're just going to clamp these on to your teats. Not to worry, not to worry, not to worry, dear. I've done this before. Although, I will say, you might run the risk of breaking these if your areolas grow too. That has happened with expansions. Alright, now you ready? Pump on. Oh, you jumped at that. Yes, yes. It can be a bit uncomfortable when you're not used to it. Plus, you said you have had some letdown response? Oh, good. Some is better than none. Now then. Your breasts are still expanding, but they're getting a bit too heavy for you to hold up. Yes, yes, I like the size of beach balls, I believe. I think that was your comparison. Yep, they grew from apples to melons to beach balls. Yes, and they're getting quite heavy now, I imagine. Well, they're about to get a lot heavier. I told you I picked the cups out that are... It's because you are. I want to take no chances. Yes, and look at them. They're growing and expanding quite well. What would you say that they are now? The size of a small yoga ball? Oh, and how do I know all these comparisons? Oh, easy, abducting humans. How do you think I know the effects of this? Humans respond very well to the serum. That's why I'm concerned about you. They don't lactate, though. A Bavarian, this causes very good lactation. But strangely enough, even though the pump is going, you haven't produced much. Maybe a drop or so, but not much. Oh. You're getting too heavy to even hold up? Guess you can't stand now. Yeah, they're just two great big beanbag chairs in front of you now, huh? seems so. Oh. But as I warned you before, it seems that the teat was growing. Here, let me take these off of you before something happens. There we are, good. Now your breast can breathe again. Well, you are lowing like a cow, that's good. Every self-respecting Bavarian will moo when they milk. Maybe that's an instinctual thing, then. Here, let me put your breasts in the cups before they get too big. I mean, really, now they're size of large yoga balls and you're laying on them like a beanbag chair. Oh, don't scowl at me. Really now? I have two. And another. Now then, let us be on our way. Yeah. Can you lift them at all? Oh, thank you, dear. Just lift them up a little bit so then I can slide them into the cups. There we are. There we are. If I turn them on, at least they'll be able to suction to your skin. I'm sure they'll expand to fill it. Yeah, let me just suction them. Good. Now at least they can expand, and I'll turn it on a gentle suction. Because you never know. Even I know that it seems that they're getting quite firm. Yielding but firm. That's a good sign as far as lactation goes. Oh, you think you might lactate? Well, you very well might. It seems like you're taking a more human reaction to this, though. With the outrageous breast expansion, but still. I can fix this. Yes, I can. Well, now they've grown to the size of you because they have managed to fill the cups. And don't worry, don't panic. Why am I getting flustered? Oh no, it's nothing, dear. Okay, turn it on. Yup. Full speed ahead. Thank you. Yes, I know, it's painful. You need some hard suction there. An analysis I've seen. If your breasts are full of milk, then we certainly must get it out, otherwise we run the risk of a duct explosion. Well, do you know the milk ducts that are present in mammary glands that allow them to lactate? Yes. If you're filled with milk, we need to get it out of you post-haste. So, then we can prevent your breasts from exploding. Yes, don't worry, don't worry. The milking machine is on. Let's just hope we can generate enough suction that we can get all this out of you. You're really filling the cups now, and again, your breasts are starting to grow bigger than this room. You see that I'm starting to move against the walls. But don't worry, you're going to be fine.
Warning. Warning. Pressure limit is about to be reached. Warning. Warning.
Oh no. Nothing. Nothing. The cups are starting to crack. Don't worry, you're fine, you're fine. We just need to get this milk out of you. Oh, this is going to be a grand mess if this happens. Let me try to massage your breasts a bit, maybe? Is that still exposed? Oh, wow. Again, man, you are firm. I feel like this is definitely milk. If it's fat, woof. We're going to be doing some serious liposuction on you. Yeah.
Warning. Warning. Pressure capacity is about to be reached. Please relieve pressure. Warning. Warning.
Oh no. It's lovely knowing you, dear, but I'm about to take cover. Don't worry, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine.
Warning. 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 Warning.
Good luck, dear. Oh. That was not good. I knew thee well.
Oh, wonderful! Wonderful! You can open your eyes, dear. Look! Look! Yes, yes, you're lactating! Look at all the milk you're producing! This machine can barely keep up! Yes, yes, look at it, it's like practically a steady stream. I don't know what has gotten your ducts so blocked up, but it really took something extreme for you to lactate like this. But you are producing such a steady stream I've never seen before. Now then, you're doing so well. But it's going to take a while for all this milk to be pumped out of you. Don't worry, we'll get you all drained out and I'll fix your breasts. In fact, I might give you a bit of an upgrade. Name your size. Just make sure it's carryable. As much as it's good to have breasts that can fill an entire room, may not be the most practical to carry around, you know? Well. I would also like to inquire if I may accompany you home, just to make sure that we don't have any random expansions, you know? And to make sure that your output is stable. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. We can tell them I'm an ambassador of the Intergalactic Varian Society. I imagine most cows have already been abducted. They know of our society. Although you don't. Well, seeing as you're probably going to be stuck here for a bit, getting every drop of your milk sucked out of you, I suppose I have time to tell you. So, where would you like to begin? I'm sure that I can tell you all sorts of stories. How about with your friend Millie? Let's start there.